Hello again. Now, as we ducked another bullet in terms of another lockdown this week, many of us just simply sighed. Phew. We seem to be heading into a lowering of risk status, rather than that, at this stage anyway, of attempting to eliminate these new variants almost certainly wandering about near and far. As the vaccination campaign continues, with the word two, following all the recent evidence cropping up about vaccine delivery intervals, well, just look at the Joint Committee on Vaccination and Immunisations advice, for example. That is a huge body of resource, expertise, knowledge, and very much world-renowned for wise counsel on such matters. Yes, word two of a change to the Oxford second jab, COVID jab interval from 4 to 10 weeks, very much in line with the latest evidence concerning the most effective use of this jab, although given the very much smaller scale numbers on this beautiful island, this will probably not make a huge difference overall. Perhaps a matter of weeks to the numbers coming through for their initial vaccination. It's a fluid situation, though, that's for sure, and it'll change chameleon-like over the coming days, weeks and months. I can't personally imagine life minus some form of this new variant coronavirus any time soon. And we're surely just going to have to learn with this, live with this little blob of RNA virus in the future, making efforts to both vaccinate those at high risk, a bit like the flu jab, whilst preparing better for future pandemics. In other words, turning this pandemic into some form of epidemic again, like flu or at some stage in the future. Interestingly, Public Health England this week inform us that zero cases have been notified of seasonal flu this past 7 weeks. Never happened before, I believe. Some clouds do have a little tiny silver lining. Look what social distancing, school closures, little international travel can do. Most of us, though, would still probably swap some seasonal flu cases for the freedom to roam across and abroad far and wide. Or will your year-long reluctance to zip across put a slightly longer-acting psychological break on such activity? Not looking at the holiday industry, booking rates this past 24 hours on the back of Boris's roadmap out of the UK lockdown, oh no, they're all ready for it. Short memories, this surely is. Back on the coalface on the island, both the day-to-day surgery activity, meds contacts, etc., have all been increasingly busy, almost normal activity in many ways. Still lots of phone discussions, emails back and forth. This does seem to be something that will hopefully stick, as I surely, a quick to-and-fro interaction, initially by phone or text, or yes, we have that something else we've all gained via COVID lockdown part one, oh yes, a new software widget allowing us to real-time text you via the computer keyboard. Indeed, it will allow one reply too, if we so wish, and all this will then appear on your medical consultation page on the software we all use in GP land. Yes, amazing. Necessity being the mother of invention, indeed. However, change is on the way, regardless of COVID or similar plagues. Manx Care is rising up from what is the present arrangement via the DHSC, Department of Social Care. Starting in April, this is all involved in more so-called joined-up care, to coin a phrase. But as ever, the interesting bits, not the devil in this circumstance, will be in the details. Just look at how many levels of staff expertise we've got nowadays. Having, well, skilled workforce, working their socks off to gain experience, expertise, academic achievements in all areas of healthcare. Be they nurses, who routinely assess, triage and treat patients with lots flying high as specialists in their own rights. Or pharmacists, look what they routinely offer nowadays. Or physiotherapists, who undertake all manner of therapies now. Or podiatrists, aka chiropodists, or optometrists, aka opticians, or paramedics, or audiologists, all have huge skill sets, competencies, and if we all encompass all this, harness all this stuff, so much the better for the wonderful Isle of Man Health Service. Wow. Flip, This sounds like a soundbite for a budding MHK land. Woo, come September this year, if the elections go ahead. Whew, cold sweat. Give me a medical emergency any day. I can deal with all those politics. No, my skin is just not chameleon-like, not armadillo-like. Hence, I don't have the tools. Till next week. Goodbye.